Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you heard of the term well-being washing? I hadn't until this morning. It's actually a takeoff of the term greenwashing. I wasn't familiar with that one either. Let's go back to the original greenwashing, a term coined in 1986 by an environmentalist who was at a resort in Fiji and noticed how they were asking the guests to pick up their towels and reuse them to reduce the ecological damage in the area, but yet the resort was expanding and didn't really care about the environmental impact on the growth that they were pushing forward. So that's greenwashing. Then we have well-being washing. This is where organizations, companies, are saying that they're putting people first, but their actions do not match it. What I found interesting is that as I was reading through this article about what companies are doing to employees, it is simply a macro expression of what's going on with us at the micro level. We have seven ways our wellness can go wrong. And so I'd like to look at it, not at a point of this is what the companies might be doing that we're working for, but what we're doing to ourselves. We've always got to look at us first. And so the first way it can go wrong is by treating symptoms instead of getting to the cause. Now, if you were looking at a company, they'd go, let's give coupons to yoga classes. But they're not paying attention to the 70-hour work week that they're asking their employees to pull all the time. Hey, I'm self-employed. I get it. Every once in a while, we've really got to hustle and put in some time. But that should not be the norm. So when you're having a challenge with your wellness, yes, it might be because of what you're eating. It might be because of your inactivity. It could be because of the people that you're surrounded with. It could be all the stress that you're under. But let's get to the cause. And the cause is the beliefs that you have that life needs to be like this. Okay, so that's lie number one. Lie number two, just talk. So in this article, they're saying, hey, bring in a keynote speaker to talk about burnout. But if you've got an employee going, well, who can I turn to if I'm experiencing this? The company can't answer it. How many times have we done this to ourselves? I'll just read another book. I'll just take another class. I'll sign up for another workshop. But we don't talk to someone one-on-one about our challenges and how it can be customized to who we are, our plan of action, to be able to conquer what it is that we're experiencing. See, when you read the book and take the classes and listen to this podcast, you're getting generalities. I think you're worthy to have it customized to you and what you've got going on. All right, so that's number two. Number three, first mover bias. First mover bias, these are the people that they're the first to act. So if you're running a company and you say, hey, what do we need to do for everybody to feel like they're healthier? Well, then what could happen is that the company says, oh, let's do the in-house gym and the smoothie bar, which is catering to the people that are already healthy. It's not going to do anything for the rest of us that are having a challenge in some area. But we will do this to ourselves. When we look at our life and we say, okay, who do I need to put attention on? Typically, we're the last ones. You know, it's the kids, and it's going to be the significant other, and it's going to be who we work for, and it's going to be our friends. Well, you're accommodating them, but that doesn't mean that you're drawing on the assets that you have to be your healthiest, because you're typically depleted by the time you get around to you. You can't give from an empty well. So, yeah, it sounds selfish. There's a difference between being selfish and self-centered. Self-centered says that for all these people to rely on me, I do have to take care of myself first. If I do not, when I take care of them, I'm actually doing it in a dysfunctional way, hoping that they'll give me the crumbs of what they've got left over that I'm not willing to give myself to start with. Okay. Does it sound like I got some experience with that? Yeah, that would have been called 16 to 17 years in my first marriage. Not his fault, mine. Number four, shifting responsibility. Now, in a business, maybe they decide to bring someone in and do coaching for the employees that are fatigued, but what's driving those employees to be that way to start with? And so this is what we have the habit of doing in our personal lives. We'll point to everybody else and we'll say, when you quit causing me a problem, I'll be happy. And when you behave yourself, I can relax. And when you quit eating crappy, then I won't have to eat crappy. You know, wherever we point that finger, whatever we're pointing it at, whoever we're pointing it at, that says that's where we're handing our power. And so we're not going to be okay until that other person is okay. Not going to happen. We need to point the finger at us and say, shift happens and I need to be shifting up into a gear that is actually going to get me what I want. Lie number five. You're measuring things that are misleading. Now, the great example they gave in this article was that they were talking to someone in HR about persistent problems in the company with work-life conflict. And the HR person says, we offer psychology services, but no one in the last year has taken us up on it, so our people are just fine. And yet the people were leaving in droves. They were quitting because they couldn't handle it. So what about you? Are you using incorrect KPIs, key performance indicators, to say, I'm fine? You know what, those of us in 12-step groups, you know what we call fine? Fucked up, irrational, neurotic, and evasive. Oh, I'm just fine. It's not how you present yourself to the outside. It's, do you wake up with passion in the morning, ready to go? At night, do you fall asleep fulfilled? Doesn't mean your life is going to be ideal. It's not. But it means that you're going to be bringing out the best pieces of you to handle whatever's coming your way. Number six, one size fits all. So trying to make it happen for everyone. Okay for everyone also probably means great for no one, because it's not customized to you. You need to be speaking to someone. You know, maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else, but you need to get with someone one-on-one, so you quit trying to make yourself fit into something that was never designed for you. All right, seven. Neglecting the well-being lifestyle. And I know we've all heard that term. Oh, it's not a career. It's a lifestyle. But it's true. Okay. It's not a well-being lifestyle. It's a well-being identity. It's wellness at your core, the fundamental pieces about you, your beliefs, your emotions, and then your actions. That's what it comes from. And so if you want assistance with your beliefs, I've got two options for you. Both of them are going to be group. I'll give you a third one where you can reach out to me. We can have a private conversation. The first one is go to drewdonferguson.com/PC, stands for podcast, and you're going to see a special offer I have where you can join me for a very small group for 45 minutes. Tell me about the challenges that are going on in your life so I know how to design my future programs. The world has changed so much in the last year. I want to make sure that I'm actually addressing what's causing you the problems in your life. And I'll give you a gifted ticket to a class I'm offering. It's virtual, called Maximum Mindset for Your Health, Wealth, and Happiness. If you want more information on the class, you can go to drewdonferguson.com/2021. But if you decide it's time to talk to someone, you know, I am a strategic interventionist coach. Simply means I know how to get you from where you are to where you want to be as quick as possible. Also a certified hypnotherapist through the National Guild of Hypnotists, as well as an instructor for them. I use all of that to help bring you out at your best. If you want to see if we're a good fit for each other, maybe we are, maybe we're not. And then you can go find somebody who is. Reach out to me, 1-636-699-7791. A pile of poop with whipped cream on it is still poop underneath, even if you put sprinkles on it. It's time to take that poop and turn it into manure for your garden of growth, but it's not going to happen as long as you continue to lie to yourself around your wellness, and then it just keeps going wrong.
What I've been sharing with you is part of Your Time to Thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And Your Time to Thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process, so that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.